You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, communicators, transporters, intergalactic travel. These are just some of the examples of science and technology popularized by Star Trek. We'll learn more about the science, especially the astronomy in the world of Star Trek. First, we continue our summer music series, Setlist. We invited artists from all over the Midwest into the WPR studios for interviews and exclusive musical performances, which are airing every Friday at this time until Labor Day weekend. You can see those performances at WPR.org/setlist. Today we feature the Milwaukee rapper Zed Kenzo. She recently stopped by to perform in our studio and talk about her songwriting process, how keeping total creative control over the production of her songs from beats to lyrics helps fend off outside influences on her music. Zed, thanks a lot for playing in the studio for us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. How did you first get into music, and when did you first get into music?
When I was a very small child. My mom put me on the piano when I was like 7. I was also in the church choir growing up, so my granny would have me and my cousin sing a lot. It was just pretty much from the beginning. And then just from there, I would start writing my own songs and made them up in my head and would like make fake music groups in elementary school and stuff.
How old were you when you first started writing songs?
Probably like 7.
Wow.
The dumbest songs. Yeah. I wrote a song called like Puppy Love and it was so, so stupid.
You know,
I was a kid, so it wasn't stupid.
I tried writing songs at older ages and they were still stupid. And I never got over that self-consciousness. How did you keep doing it?
I just kept doing it. It's just what I'm supposed to do, I think. And I know, actually.
Did you know that early 7 or so that you were a performer? That's what you wanted to do?
Yeah, definitely. My mom got me involved with dance, too. So when I was like 4 or 5, I was doing recitals, like little ballet recitals. It was pretty funny and awesome.
You're comfortable being up in front of people performing by this point, I would think.
Yes, definitely. My mom's always like, you've been on the stage since you were a kid. You'll be bleeding, use your hemoglobin for my skin serum. They be talking, tell them, shut it, they got hella choices. If I'm the prescription, you might ask for bigger doses. Freedom from his mental prison, now we call me Moses. Told you I'm the lover, compare myself to roses.
And who are you listening to through your teen years? People you look back on and enjoyed or are ashamed of, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, I mean, I grew up with R&B and like 90s hip-hop. That's really been influential, and like jazz singers and Aretha Franklin, and you know, and then teenage years. Oh, I don't know, like really, I was really into like hardcore music. It's really weird. I'm definitely influenced by MIA. I kind of think I draw a little bit from that. She makes her own beats too, and it's just what comes out. Start pushing that button, and I'm like, I like how that sounds. I like how that sounds. Now I'm putting it together. Can do my mind in fighting automatic weapons. I use them however, not to my discretion. I use them however, not for your protection. Unlock it and loaded my ammo profession.
You're doing it, at least for your own projects, you're doing it all. How does that bounce back and forth from the beat to the lyrics and back?
I make the beat first. I have to complete that first, and then I'll just start writing over it. So far, I haven't had like, oh, I hear a sound like this. I want, you know, these are lyrics. I want to put this sound behind it. The lyrics always come after.
And the lyrics are so rhythmic, so I guess maybe that's why the beat has to be first. You know what you're playing off of.
Definitely.
Hip-hop, people could say, but you're also performing with a hardcore punk band now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a full official thing at this point, is it?
Yeah, I would say so. It's really, really new.
What's it like going from being a one-woman show, in effect, your own beats, your own words, your own lyrics, to another band's music, maybe someone else's lyrics?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm kind of having a hard time with that. We've done 6 songs total performing, and I memorized the lyrics to 2 songs, roughly, and the other ones I'm just kind of saying whatever I want to say. I I told her, I was like, I'm going to have a hard time memorizing lyrics of someone else's, but, you know, they're really cool about it. They're like, we don't care. Just do your thing and we'll get it down some other time.
As long as words happen, they're okay with that.
Yeah. I'm screaming anyway, so you can barely tell what I'm saying. It's kind of just like, meh.
Now, Milwaukee's your musical home. You'd been in L.A. for a while. Compare and contrast. What was it like being an artist there versus an artist here?
I wasn't even really an artist in L.A. I was just trying to eat food and keep the house I was in and my sanity. I was working with kids, but that's where all of my composing started. I started making my own beats when I was there. Everything was just kind of behind the scenes. I didn't do any performing or anything like that there. That all started really big in Milwaukee.
A lot of musicians go to L.A. to make it in the music industry. Was that your goal when you went there, or was that not part of the scene?
Sort of, yeah, definitely. I was there with an ex-partner, you know, and they're still doing that in L.A. So, I mean, that was definitely a factor in it, but I wasn't there long enough for any of that to actually come into fruition.
So you're back in Milwaukee, you got going on the composing and the performing. What was it like connecting with the musical scene in Milwaukee?
I'm still doing it. It's been awesome. I'm here, obviously, with Lex Allen, who drove me here, and he's pretty big in Milwaukee right now. I don't like using the word lucky, but I think I was in the right place at the right time, you know? And it's a lot of friendships and support. Everybody's really supportive of one another. I think that's why it was kind of, for me, like, oh, I can do this.
A lot of people talk about Eau Claire and the success they've had there, and that what you were saying, people being supportive of each other, mm-hmm. and collaborating, mm-hmm. and playing at each other's shows and things like that. You're mm-hmm. feeling that in Milwaukee, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's awesome. It's heartwarming. Yeah.
Do you think the rest of the state, the rest of the country, does Milwaukee justice, the Milwaukee music scene?
I think it's coming along to be that, definitely. I think it's on its way to do that on a broader scale.
And you're not just performing in Milwaukee. I know you've been performing elsewhere around the country. What's on your performance list? Where are you going? Where do you want to go?
Definitely want to go to New York. Some people have reached out because I was just in Tennessee. I did a Youth Crush set, and that's the punk band. Mm-hmm. And I did a Zed Kenzo set, and people reached out from New York. So that's definitely the next move. I want to do shows in Chicago too. I mean, we had like little house shows, but I want to do some stuff at like bigger venues there, hopefully eventually. It's close. I used to live there.
Are you collaborating with other people in the Milwaukee area apart from Youth Crush? I know you've at least been in Mosaic. I watched the video earlier today. Mm-hmm. A lot of other collaborations going on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm working with Lex Allen. We have a song together right now. And I have some collaborations with another artist, Chakra Blue. She's another female MC in Milwaukee. I hate that you have to say female MC, but she's another MC in Milwaukee, Queen Tut. And I just got an up-and-coming MC also. Her name's Taj. We have some stuff together.
You mentioned you used the phrase female MC and
then
checked yourself on
yeah.
that. But what is it like? Is Milwaukee a friendly place for a woman in music?
I don't know if that exists anywhere. But personally for me, I've gotten good support from people. But it's always hard when you're a lady. You know, people want to just do whatever they want to do with you. You know, you got to really be like, no, this is my stuff. I'm doing this. Get back. You're not going to take over.
Does it make it easier to do that, being, at least for your solo material, a one-woman show, beats
yeah.
and lyrics?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I'm like, nope, using my own stuff. It's all me.
I understand you studied dance at UW-Madison. How does that feed into the music you perform or the way you perform it?
Definitely. I haven't been training anymore, though, and I really want to get back into actually being in a studio and pirouetting and leaping and all that fun stuff.
Is it hard to find time to do that, given that you want to put time into the music?
It's hard, definitely, but I'll get it. Really want to get this, put it on my wish list.
with the recording and the performing and other bands and collaboration, do you have time for it all?
I do. I just need to really do it. In the winter, experiencing that again after a break from it for a year, it was really hard for me to even do music. I was really, like, at a halt.
Really? Winter shut you down?
Yeah.
Huh. if you're going to stay in Milwaukee, do you see a way you can get past that this year?
It's fine. Yeah, definitely. It wasn't too bad. I still did stuff, but I just noticed that it was harder. And I think it was just my job at the time, too. Mm. It just didn't fit into my lifestyle, so it was hard to transition.
I know with the Youth Crush material, that's a pretty political music. Is there a political angle in a lot of your solo work, too?
Kind of. Definitely.
Maybe you don't go into it thinking this is a political anthem that I'm writing right now.
I think in the back of my mind, it's like, I'm a black girl and I'm here and I'm weird. You're gonna listen to me and respect me. And like, I think it influences me in that way. She coming for your head, said Kenzo.
Where do you go for inspiration for the lyrics, for the words?
It just comes out. I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll be in a certain mood, and I'm like, I want to write about this and make a song. But usually it's just, I'll just hear, like, one word, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go off of that word.
Is there a lot of, like, you record it and then go back? Or really, does it usually come out the way you started?
Yeah, it just sticks in there. Like, if I write it or hear it in my head, it'll just stay like that. And I don't know. Sometimes it's different. Sometimes I'll record as I'm writing. I'll just turn it on and just start saying stuff. And I'll remember it and then write it down or go back. Other times, I'll just write it all in my head and then put it down somewhere on paper later.
And not much editing goes into it.
No.
It's, wow.
Just like, oh, there it is. I'm going to say that.
Does that come from being a performer since you were, 5 or 7?
I don't know. I think I've just got a thing with words.
And for recording versus performing live, is there one that appeals to you more, or does it have to be some of each?
I like performing more. Recording, I get so tedious and hard on myself. I'll record the shortest song, a minute, 20 seconds long. It'll take me all day. Because I'm just like, nope, don't like how that sounds. Nope, don't like how that sounds. I'll just keep doing it over and over and over and over. It's really strenuous. I like it because I like to hear the finished product. But performing is just like, let's go. But usually I'm really exhilarated and happy afterwards. I'm just like, whoa, I don't even know what I just did. I blacked out. I'm good for you like B12. So be well, be immaculate.
I like in the dark like Dracula. I'm coming. So what does success sound like for you? What are you hoping for in your musical career?
I just want to be able to travel wherever, whenever, and be welcomed and network and be able to set stuff up for other causes and other people. And I don't really have this, like, I want to be famous thing, but I don't know what that means either, I want to be happy.
Well, thank you so much, Zed, for coming up and playing in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
That was the Milwaukee rapper Zed Kenzo. The Setlist Summer Music Series airs every Friday at this time through Labor Day weekend. Support for Setlist comes from Hyde Music. For more about the artists featured on Setlist, including songs and videos of their exclusive performances at our WPR studio, head on over to wpr.org/setlist. Coming up, we'll talk about the science behind Star Trek, new movie just out today, something like a 50th anniversary of the show. And we'll hear about the way the show has gotten a lot of people interested in exploring the universe from our vantage point here on Earth. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.